The Black Hills National Forest is littered with dead trees knocked down by vicious weather. But some of those trees damaged in recent storms could have new life as lumber. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Seth Tupper reports.
Logger Ron Schell is at work in a northern section of the Black Hills. He says there are basically two things that take out trees in a forest, loggers and Mother Nature. And if loggers don't do it,
then Mother Nature will take care of it, and when she does it, she's grumpy about it.
Usually, that means fires and tree-killing bugs. But earlier this month in the Black Hills, it was tornadoes. Two tornadoes hit. They came 4 days apart in the same area of the Northern Black Hills National Forest. Steve Kozel is district ranger. He says the first one came July 6th.
So where the tornado touched down to where it lifted was about 3,500 acres that you could see twisted timber, down timber.
The second one was July 10th.
And within that path, there were approximately 3,200 acres that were affected directly.
Altogether, that's 6,700 acres of forest, 10 square miles. Dozens of forest roads and recreational trails are blocked by fallen trees. The twisters started on the Wyoming side of the border and blew across the state line. They rampaged around in big, irregular ovals between Sundance and Lead. Thousands of trees died. Some snapped in half. Jagged parts of their trunk still poke out of the ground. Some were uprooted, exposing giant masses of roots and earth. The Forest Service wants to harvest about 50% of the fallen trees. If they don't, all that dead timber could fuel a big wildfire. So they've redirected loggers already working in the area. Now, instead of cutting down live trees, they're taking trees knocked down by the tornadoes. The loggers have to hurry because the downed trees are drying up. In 6 or 8 weeks, they could be rotted and bug-infested and worthless as timber. Right now, it makes for tedious work.
It's just a lot more time-consuming picking everything up because it's strung every which direction, so.
That's Ron Schell, the guy who called Mother Nature grumpy. He runs one of the logging companies doing the work. They're in a remote part of the Northwest Black Hills, about 25 miles west of Lead. The site is busy and loud. Operators run big pieces of equipment. They use a machine called a feller buncher. It cuts off trees at the base and lays them on the ground. In this case, a lot of the trees are already on the ground. A skidder drags the trees to a landing area. Then a huge mechanical arm picks up pine trees as tall as five-story buildings. They look light as toothpicks in its grip. Rollers and blades strip away limbs and bark. In a flash, the trees become logs. Loggers contract with sawmills in Spearfish and Hewlett, Wyoming. The mill owner pays the Forest Service for the timber. Much of the lumber goes into window frames and wall paneling. But the loggers won't get all the dead trees. Jamie Morrison oversees timber sales for the Forest Service.
If it's still attached to the root system, a lot of times you can salvage the majority of that tree versus a snap-off where you've got, it took so much stress before it snapped. A lot of times that'll affect the interior part of the wood.
Some of the trees are too small for the sawmills. Others are on land too steep and rugged for loggers. Some downed trees will stay where they are and become homes for wildlife. And environmentalists say that's good. They want the Forest Service to do less salvage logging. Kozel, the Forest Service ranger, says there'll be some habitat left behind.
Yeah, there's going to be wood left on the ground for small mammals, other nesting birds that will provide cover. Also, the remaining wood provides shade for other plants to grow too.
Kozel says he's had his fill of severe weather for a while. A tornado in 2018 hit the same general area. Damage from that twister closed some of the same forest roads and recreational trails that are closed now.
I don't know, it seems to be Tornado Alley. I did visit with a National Weather Service person, and she didn't really have an explanation for it.
Kozel has worked in the Black Hills for 18 years. He's seen damage from 6 tornadoes. It's too soon to say how much the Forest Service will make logging the damaged timber from recent storms. Last year, there was more logging in the Black Hills than any other national forest. It brought in about $5 million. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in the Black Hills National Forest.